Good morning and welcome to WHO's Animal Health Update. This morning we welcome Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be speaking to us about some weaned harvest practical biosecurity issues. Dr. Lisa?
Thank you. When we think about biosecurity, it's a general term we use in the industry for any practice that focuses on both the prevention of a pathogen, meaning a bacteria or virus, from coming into the farm, but also preventing it from escaping if it's detected, which we call biocontainment. For biosecurity to be effective, it's got to address key methods for disease entry and exit, and really understand what is the biology of that pathogen to be able to survive and spread from one farm to the other. And so when we also think about biosecurity, it should be based on scientific principles and then apply that in the field. We utilize research to build that knowledge and then use that in the field to ensure that we can improve swine health. The Swine Health Information Center recently held a collaborative research effort with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and the National Pork Board to fund the biosecurity research program, which was geared focusing on biosecurity in our grow, finish, and wean pig populations. A lot of research projects were performed, 24 total to date as of 2025, and the results can be found at swinehealth.org. So what are some of the practical things coming out of this project? A lot of the different projects have been completed. One project looked at the use of ATP luminescent swabs for cleanliness of farrowing and transportation. These swabs help to measure bacteria that's left over after cleaning and can help both in training and assessment of both trailers and farrowing if they meet cleanliness standards. We can't see bacteria, so we have to utilize other methods to be able to determine, did we do a good job? The study compared bacterial plate counts, which take a little bit of time to run, versus these ATP swabs, which can be done right on site. What they found is ATP swabs can be utilized to determine the sanitation of farrowing. Some of the key areas that were found to be more contaminated and a challenge to clean were the farrowing house feeders and the piglet sort bars. Another trial looked at transportation resources. This study was performed out of Iowa State University and assessed several different things. One was utilizing an app to assess and help people as they clean trailers, including pictures to show the cleanliness of a trailer once it's been cleaned and disinfected. They also assessed GPS as a tool to track trailers. Both of these tools are very effective and can be utilized in a system to track transportation sanitation. In addition, this project also updated the Iowa pork industry map of available truck wash facilities in Iowa and the surrounding areas. Lastly, there was a study also out of Iowa State University that looked at different methods to ensure trailers were cleaned for PED. They compared methods such as a dry scrape versus traditional methods of wash and disinfection. That study found that a high volume flush followed by power wash and then disinfectant did significantly reduce the virus and thus really is the best method for cleaning to remove PED from trailer. So on-farm biosecurity can be simple and effective, but it still needs science to help validate and determine are the practices and protocols we're using addressing the biology of the virus and effective for you as producers on the farm. This information and all of the projects that are funded by the Swine Health Information Center, including the Wean to Harvest program, can again be found at our website at swinehealth.org. In addition, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, which highlights all of these different reports as we get them coming to us.